season you guys want to have here. Now you've got this opportunity to go out and turn things around this year with these three final games. What does that opportunity mean to you?
It's a great opportunity that we have, and we have to focus on ourselves to start with, improving day after day, and that starts with a good practice today and watching tape and learning from it. And then we're just focused on one day at a time and one game at a time. We're not looking globally. We're not thinking in a large manner. We're just focused on getting better day after day.
The running game has struggled a lot in the last four. Is that mostly because of the defenses you're facing, or you guys just not executing?
No, that starts up front with us five guys on the field. We're not doing our job and giving Mark Wiseman, Damon Bullock, and the running backs the opportunity to do what they do best. So that falls on our shoulders, and that's something we're going to work at this week and try to improve that day after day.
Connor and Brandon were both describing how Purdue runs a pretty similar look defensively from what Wisconsin, what you guys just saw. How much does that help getting that a second week in a row and knowing kind of what to expect in terms of like the blocking assignments?
Yeah, that helps immensely. But with that being said, it all comes down to execution. The coaches can tell us who to block and what to do on each play, but it comes down to us executing the game plan on Saturday. So we have to do a better job, which I didn't feel we did against Wisconsin, but we need to do a better job of executing and doing our own individual job and letting the chips fall as they may.
How much changes when you face a 3-4 as opposed to a basic 4-3 that you're normally accustomed to seeing?
We go against a forefront in spring, obviously facing our own guys. With that being said, it's still the same concept. We block numbers. We block, as a tackle, we always block number two, whatever play it might be. So it is a little bit different, but by no means is it impossible to block.
How do you guys finish off drives? I know you guys ended up not scoring a touchdown last week, and that had to be kind of frustrating, right?
Yeah, that's what we need to work on, too, is once we get in the red zone, we need to work on capitalizing on that and scoring touchdowns. Field goals aren't going to get us the W's that we need. So we got to first eliminate the bad plays, whether that's negative yardage plays, penalties, and what have you. And we need to work on just the mindset that we're not going to be stopped. So that's a point of emphasis, and obviously it's shown up on tape that we haven't done a good job of it. So that moving forward, that's something we need to improve on.
You guys talked about doing a better job up front, but how much can the line do when they load the box, put seven or eight guys in there?
You know, it's difficult, but at the same point, it's not impossible. That's why we came here, to be offensive linemen, is to block the looks that they give us. And it does make it difficult, but, you know, it's still a lot of fun, and we just have to work on executing the game plan that the coaches have, whether that be a run, a pass play. The coach is always going to put us in a great spot to try to score. So we just have to do our job of executing what they ask us to do.